A lot of you folks may or may not be putting that pickleball game on hold. A lot of people won't. And with the rise of pickleball comes a rise in injuries. And joining us right now to talk about what injuries are prevalent, how to prevent them, how not to exceed maybe what your physical level might be at a certain age, is Cheryl Patella. She holds a master's degree in counseling with the undergrad recreational therapy. She's also a certified master trainer, 15 to 20 certifications in various fitness modalities, including those that target aging clients who may have limitations and medical conditions but still want to be active out there. The website, Cheryl A. Patella, that's C-H-E-R-Y-L-A, Patella, P-A-T-E-L-L-A, .com. Hey, Cheryl, it's Paul here in Connecticut. Good morning. How are you? Cheryl, can you hear me? Oh, there
yes,
you go.
I can
hey.
Hear you.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Our last names are very close.
Yes, it is close. Now, Cheryl, my old college roommate who is retired in Florida, living a good life, he posts a picture the other day, and it's of one of his lower legs in a boot. And I asked him, I texted him back, I said, what the heck happened? He said, pickleball, I blew out my Achilles. And this is a guy who works out every day, stretches, does weight training. So even with a guy like him, who is a little older like I am, we're seeing more and more of these injuries, aren't we?
Yes, absolutely. And part of the reason that the Achilles tendon tears or you have fractures at the ankle or foot is because pickleball requires quick movement side to side. You're moving forward, you're moving back. And even though it's not as challenging as and fast as tennis, it still can be challenging depending on the people you're playing with. And especially such an athlete as your friend, who has pretty high expectations probably of his own performance, he's going to try a lot harder. If you don't have the right shoes on, your foot will stick to that court. Your body momentum is going forward, but your foot's not. And this results in a tear or a break. And orthopedic surgeons are seeing more of these because there's more people playing, like you have in any sport. Once the population participation increases, so do the injury ranges. So there's things that we can do to reduce the risk of injury, such as make certain you're playing at the level you can perform at. When you overextend yourself too much, you open yourself up for injury. Make certain that you have the proper gear on. You're wearing court shoes that allow you that movement and that cushioning for the impact so it doesn't hurt your body. You need to learn how to hit the shots, know the strategy of the game a little bit so that you can play more safely and also play better. And of course, just like you were saying, with all this heat, you need to hydrate. Hydration is critical for your body to be able to perform on the court in the heat.
Yeah, and Cheryl, you mentioned the shoes, and I was talking to my friend, and I'm reading about this in other areas, other studies about this. The shoes are important because, you know, they say, well, it's a soft shoe, it's a tennis shoe, it's a basketball shoe, but you and I both know that if the rubber is not right for the court, your foot would essentially stick to the court, even though people might think that's a little funky. You've got to be able to slide with the proper amount of grip to maintain your balance and not cause those injuries, correct?
Absolutely. And now, because pickleball is so popular, they do make pickleball shoes. And that is for the performance, for the action on the court, for the surface that you're playing on, and also for your body. If you have a tendency to roll out or roll in, you're going to need a shoe that provides you more ankle stability laterally so that you don't roll out, lose your balance, and fall. The orthopedic surgeons are reporting that most of the injuries they see are from falls. you fall on your hip, your shoulder, and you hurt yourself, you break something in the joint area. The foot injuries generally are coming from either your inability to flow with the direction you're going in or the shoes that you're using.
Is the danger here, Cheryl, that somebody feels good, they like this? As you say, it's not as demanding, not as strenuous as out-and-out tennis, so they feel, hey, I can do this. I used to play basketball. I used to play on the company softball team. Do they jump in too quickly? Is that a problem here? Should there be a ramp up to this? Maybe practicing a little bit on a court with a friend before you start playing competitively?
Most definitely. My sister-in-law down in Miami is a private coach for pickleball. And this is recommended. Take a few lessons or go to a clinic. Go to a clinic, see what you're getting into, find the strategy, find your ability, your level, and play with people at your level. And as you advance, you can advance to more challenging groups, but you really can't. I used to run 10 miles a day.
Okay.
I am not running 10 miles a day.
No?
Anymore.
Not anymore? No?
No. No, I am not. Those days are beyond me, and it's okay.
Yeah, because after I would imagine, Cheryl, that after a while, your ankles and your knees and your hip, even though you're probably in great shape, they started barking at you, right?
Of course, and that's another factor that plays on this. The population that are participating now, you're up to nearly 9 million people playing.
Wow.
All over the world.
Mm-hmm.
It has doubled from 3 years ago, and it's a great game. It's a great way to get exercise. It's a great way to socialize and meet new people, but you got to do it safely. Know what your parameters are. Take the steps to do it safely to protect yourself so that you don't have, like your friend, a boot and downtime. He won't be playing for a while.
No, he won't. But luckily,
avoid that. You don't have to. You know, jump in at that level.
Yeah.
And be realistic.
Mm-hmm. And luckily, he's gone to a couple of orthopedic people who said, no, you don't need surgery, but you do need the boot for like 14 weeks. So at least he doesn't have to undergo the knife, which is a good thing. Folks, check out her website. It is Cheryl A. Patella, C-H-E-R-Y-L-A, Patella, P-A-T-E-L-L-A, CherylAPatella.com. And gosh darn it, be careful with the pickleball. Cheryl, thank you. We appreciate the time and hope to chat down the road. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You
be
too.
Well.
Thanks, Cheryl. Cheryl Patella right there, folks. Yeah, a lot of people play pickleball, but I've got a couple of friends who are laid up now who were pretty good athletes, but they weren't wearing the proper footwear, and you see what happens.